As we prepare now to celebrate the glorious solemnity of Christmas, we have this day set aside where the Church gives to us these readings regarding the Lord Jesus and his conception. We hear, of course, from the prophet Isaiah, that very famous prophecy that a virgin will be with child and bear a son. Now, if you talk to your non-Catholic friends, they will tell you that that's not what it says, because in their Bible, the way it's translated is, a young woman will be with child and bear a son. And while that would typically be the proper translation of the word that is there, which is the word in Hebrew is Alma, it is translated into the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Old Testament, as the word Neonios, or not as Neonios, rather, but as Parthenos. So Neonios would be the Greek word that means a young woman. Parthenos is the Greek word that means a virgin. And so obviously it wouldn't be too terribly great of a sign when the Lord says to Ahaz, ask for a sign, let it be as high as heaven or as deep as hell. Ask for anything that you want. Well, okay, I'll give you a sign myself. A young woman's gonna have a baby. Well, heck of a sign. Yeah, that happens all the time. And so if it's going to be a sign, obviously, something that's so profound of a sign that the rabbis understood exactly what that meant. A virgin would be with child. That would be quite the sign, obviously. And so St. Matthew then and St. Luke both will tell us that that's exactly what happened, that a virgin gave birth. And so as we heard from St. Luke in the Gospel today, the angel Gabriel coming to a virgin and the fact that she was a perpetual virgin. In the time of our Lord, there were what were known as virginal marriages. Women didn't have any rights unless they were married, and so there were very good and holy people, very virtuous people, who would get married, but they actually signed a contract that said that there would be no marital relations. And so that was not the norm, obviously, back then, but they actually do have a number of contracts that they have found now with modern archaeology where all of that is agreed to. And so that's exactly what we see with Our Lady. She is betrothed, which means that she is, it's more than being engaged. In Galilee at the time of our Lord, people would get married, and then about 6 months later, they would move in together and consummate the marriage. And so she wasn't just engaged to Joseph, she was betrothed to Joseph. She was already married, but they were not living together. And so obviously, if she's going to have a baby, and she asks, how can this be? It's like, you're married. Of course, how is this going to happen? Well, she had to ask the question because she was a virgin. Not just because she was a virgin at the time, but because she had committed to God and in her marriage that that's what it was going to be. So how could this possibly happen? And that's the sign. That's what made this so phenomenal, so great, that God himself was going to give us a sign that was so far beyond what our imagination would ever ask. Again, ask yourself, if the angel came to me and asked me to ask God for anything as high or as deep, as big as you want, ask for anything, who of us would ever said, you know what? If a virgin would give birth to a child, now that would be quite the sign. This is so far beyond what our imagination would ever come up with. We would never ask. That's why God himself gave it to us. Something that seemed so impossible, so preposterous to the human mind, that when it would be fulfilled, we could only say, nothing is impossible for God. It could only have been God, because by nature this cannot happen. That's exactly the point. By nature, it did not happen, but only by God's grace and by his power. And so that is what we see in the fulfillment of that beautiful prophecy of Isaiah, and what we see happen within our Blessed Lady. And thanks be to God for our Blessed Lady, for her faith, for her charity, that when something didn't make sense on a human level, that she had the faith to be able to say, "Be it done to me according to thy word." That is the kind of faith that God is looking for from us, knowing that nothing will be impossible for God, to have that trust, to have that faith, to have the charity, the love for God and the love for neighbor, to be able to say with our Blessed Lady, "Be it done to me according to thy word."